I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 9 states, I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Apostle Paul was so thankful for other believers. In his letter to the Corinthians, he states that he is always thankful to God for them because they received God's grace given to them by Christ Jesus. Paul then goes on and describes that these fellow believers have been enriched in every way. They have a testimony of knowing Jesus among themselves and others that is alive. He states then in verse 7 that they do not lack any spiritual gift as they eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Paul recognizes God's grace, God's gifting, and God's coming glory. In verse 9, he tells them that God is the one who will enable them to do this, to live for Christ. He is faithful. The result is that they will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes back to judge the earth, they will be blameless. How so? Because God, in His bountiful grace and mercy, poured out His wrath upon Jesus Christ, and because of this act of love, removed the wrath and judgment from us. He then credited all of Christ's righteousness to us, to our account. Wow, what amazing love, amazing grace, and amazing mercy. Ken Taylor, in the Living Bible, paraphrased Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 this way. Then He saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of His kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us with wonderful fullness, and all because of what Jesus Christ our Savior did, so that He could declare us good in God's eyes, all because of His great kindness. And now we can share in the wealth of the eternal life He gives us, and we are eagerly looking forward to receiving it. What God has done because of His love given and shown in and through Jesus Christ blesses every individual who has put their faith in Jesus Christ. He has saved them, given them eternal life. He has given His Holy Spirit to dwell in their hearts and teach and guide and instruct all things concerning Jesus. He has gifted them so they do not lack any spiritual gift as they serve the Lord. They are faithful in their service, faithful in their watching for Christ's return, and faithful in their testimony. What an amazing God we can know, serve, and love. Paul knew they needed to be reminded of their calling in Christ, so he tells them he is thankful. He tells them God is able. He tells them God is faithful. Don't lose hope. Jesus is coming. Continue to be faithful and keep your eyes on Jesus. When He returns, He will find you blameless. Are you thankful for others? Truly grateful? So much so you can say, I always thank God for you? Are you engaged in serving the Lord Jesus Christ and the church with your gifts? You've been given so many gifts that you do not lack anything. Rely on the Lord as your strength today. Ask Him to equip you and energize you with His Spirit, wisdom, and love. He will continue to do that good work in your heart and life as you keep trusting and looking to Him. Father, in the midst of doing good, help us not grow weary. Help us not to be overwhelmed or find ourselves in a weakened state as we serve You. Be our strength, be our protector, be our guide. We do thank You for our brothers and sisters in the faith who know You and are allowing Your Spirit to live and flow through their lives to build up the kingdom of God. May You continue to bless and build Your church for Your glory as we look forward to Your coming again. In Jesus' name. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.